Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Well, hello and welcome. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm so glad you joined us today. Today is a really good day to think about what you would like to transition in your life. You know, transformation is really all about what I've been doing over the last 26 years. I've been working with authors and speakers and entrepreneurs and business owners and housewives and just about everything, everybody in between. And helping them to transform their lives and step into a greater part of themselves and allow themselves to let go of limitations in pretty much all areas, right? In career and in health and fitness and business and all kinds of things, right? So what stops people from wanting to really change their lives themselves? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about some of the limitations, some of the blocks that maybe are holding you back. And my guest has a very intriguing story where he went from working in corporate America to becoming one of the top coaches around. So I hope you'll stay tuned to this show because this show has the potential for you, just as you have the potential for you to make massive changes in your life by just some very simple strategies and steps that we'll be talking about today. So get ready. If you're at a place you have a pen and paper, go get it. You want to take notes around this, and we'll be right back after the break to introduce my guest. Well, welcome back, everybody. We're calling this show today, The Courage to Transform Your Life, because I have transformational specialist Tom Teague on the show today. Tom, welcome.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for having me today. We're looking forward to our conversation.
I really am, too. Let me give you a formal introduction for those of my show that don't know Tom. Tom spent more than 30 years in a traditional corporate career. He was a software developer and working with software development teams. His teams created and supported multiple software systems for collaborating engineering communities within large organizations such as Exxon and NASA. Well, Tom decided to leave that. He'll tell you his story today. But he earned himself a PhD. He is now an online business coach. He's a best-selling author of Online Business Success for Thought Leaders. And he's also the president of the Professional Coaches Alliance out of San Diego, but soon to be global. So, Tom, welcome.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate the kind words.
You know, you've done a lot in your life in you and I have been in this business for a while of helping others to transform, but a lot of times people don't realize that we go through transformations. How did you go from this corporate, very successful career into the coaching career? What happened there?
Well, it took a while, but I think what happens is sometimes life happens to us. So in the year I turned 50, I experienced about 3 or 4 years of major life transitions, very stressful. My marriage of 16 years fell apart when we discovered that my ex-wife prefers women. And so discovered I was in a mixed orientation marriage for over 15 years. That really turned your life upside down. And then that very same year, my mother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and she was gone before the end of the year. And then my dad came to live with me. And while my dad was living with me, my older sister passed away from a brain tumor. And then my dad passed away from congestive heart failure. So it was a very stressful 3 or 4 years. And oh, by the way, while that was happening, I was trying to work on my first entrepreneurial startup, which was to work with in a joint industry effort to try to create data standards for the process and construction industry. And anyway, that business idea didn't work. So lots of very stressful times going through. And what those experiences, I was just looking back on it. It's like, it was almost like the universe telling me time to wake up, Tom, and get more intentional about your life.
Boy, talk about some wake-up calls. How did that change you? Each one of those really, just take one of those would have been a major loss, but all of them combined. How did this change you?
Well, it really got me searching. I would say I went through a lot of introspection, and it actually sent me. I had a friend who recommended Neil Donald Walsh's book, Conversations with God, because I wasn't finding comfort in the religious belief systems that I had been raised in and converted to. And I went on a reading journey into all sorts of spirituality literature, starting with Neil Donald Walsh, moving on to all the ones that you would have heard of, like, Eckhart Tolle and Marianne Williamson, a whole bunch of New Thought authors. Anyway, it's like being an engineer, and it's like, that was all very, it was very helpful for me to reflect about all those spiritual teachings. And then I felt like, well, I want to write a book. I want to synthesize all the things I've been learning. In fact, I tell people when I was reading A Course in Miracles for the second time, I said to myself, I need a short Course in Miracles, because as you know, that's a really thick book with small print. So,
yeah. Well, you know, it's amazing you found your path like that, and you found a lot of new teachers in your life. And with Neil Donald Walsh, just FYI, I just did a recording with him yesterday. He was recording with me. So we really had a really good time. This is a man who's mastered his life in so many ways. Mm-hmm. So these transitions that you went through, and you got now you're at a book. You're going to write this book. I kind of have a belief, because I've written several books, that yeah. Books kind of write us. We don't necessarily write those books.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. So what I was really wanting to do was, like, I read all these books. It's over 100 of these books that I read over about a 6-year period.
Yeah.
And I'm a synthesizer. I guess that's the engineer in me. But I just wanted to boil down the core teachings into something that people could use. So basically, my initial working title was Spiritual Common Sense. Just like there are things you learn in the spirituality literature that when you reflect on them, they really are common sense. So that was my goal, is to write a reasonably short book. It was still about 240 pages, I think. It's a Kindle book. I'd never actually got it into paperback yet. But,
Let me ask you this. The name of the book, let's do that real quick. And I see it behind you, so I'm going to go off screen here so people can see it.
Okay. Well, that's my book, The Showing in My Background. That's my online business success for thought leaders. But the first book was called Awaken to Choice.
Oh, Awaken to Choice.
Yeah, it's called, Awaken to Choice. The subtitle was maybe a little controversial, but it an ungodly approach to creating heaven on earth. And the reason I chose the word ungodly, not because of its traditional meaning, but to just recognize you don't necessarily have to hold a belief in God. to recognize that you're a spiritual being as a human being.
Very nice. Wait, when somebody reads that book, just I'm kind of curious, what are the benefits that they would walk away from, Tom?
Well, I think what I gained from writing it, and I would hope the audience would gain from reading it, is a much more in-depth perception of your own self and the way you think and the way you can observe. And the whole idea around Awaken to Choice was boiling down the spiritual principles as we actually do make choices, and whether we recognize them or not. So lots of our lives, we kind of live in reaction. You know, things happen and we react to them.
Yeah.
And the idea behind Awaken to Choice is to cultivate the observer part of your consciousness so that you can pause, reflect, and make responses, chosen responses versus reacting. And I have a, you know, I had several what were helpful for me. I just called them thought interruption mantras. So when a situation is happening, I remember to say, you know, like one of them that I just now remember, you know, today I shall judge nothing that occurs. That was something I learned in A Course in Miracles. So when something's happening and you're feeling, you know, angry or judgmental, you can just say, today I'll judge nothing that occurs. And what it does is it puts you in a mindset to be more reflective about what's going on and to make a conscious choice about how you'd like to respond.
You know, with your transformation, would you say that you became more peaceful or more productive or more compassionate or maybe all of the above? What were the elements that changed in you?
Oh, I think I've always kind of had a calm demeanor, but it brought me even more serenity than I had before. And also, I would just say, getting in that mode of thinking about non-judgmental, being accepting, you don't necessarily have to agree with something to accept that something is happening. And then you can think about, okay, what's the choiceful response? Another shift in mindset is like basically living in the present moment versus spending a lot of time in your mind being distracted about thinking about the past or worrying about the future. A lot of us get into things happen and we get fearful about it. If we can learn to observe that and, you know, and recognize that, you know, fear is kind of a conditioned response. If you can kind of look at what's causing the fear. And another one is living without conflict. You know, a lot of us live with conflict in our lives. If you can kind of step back and, you know, try to see the situation from the other person's point of view, instead of reacting and escalating a conflict, you can kind of pause and get curious and ask questions.
That's really good. Listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to take a little deeper dive into the coaching that not only you're doing, that you're the organization that you're leading. So we'll be right back and we'll talk about that.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm interviewing President Tom Teague. He is the president of the Professional Coaches Alliance. And Tom, let's talk about the coaching side of this. First of all, how did you get into coaching? Why coaching? Well, you could have done a million things.
Yeah, well, you know, I was a manager for many years in my corporate career, and I did coaching kind of informally. But I was thinking about how do I get the word out about my book? And that led me into learning about internet online marketing. I went to Brandon Burchard's Experts Academy. Mm-hmm. And let's just say I spent another 6 or 7 years in what I now call internet marketing grad school. And that experience I wanted to boil down and into this book, Online Business Success for Thought Leaders. And because it was like, It seemed like a big leap from a corporate software development manager to being like a spiritual coach or a spiritual leader. And I wanted to leverage my previous corporate career. And I recognized that, and part of that journey was I recognized that most book authors, most book authors don't make a living from their books. You know, they're quite often teachers or trainers or professional speakers. And books are kind of a lead-in to their main business. So I wanted to, as part of that, I certified in Brenda Burchard's Certified High Performance Coaching Program as part of that journey. And, you know, I wanted to have a structure, you know, a structured approach to coaching, and I found that to be very useful. But then I realized that I could really help people the most because I met a lot of people in internet marketing grad school, authors and coaches, and I realized a lot of people struggle with the technology. So I realized that I could help a lot of coaches if I could help them, you know, deal with their online technology issues and really to help coaches get more visibility because a lot of coaches, I think, might say they're a best kept secret. They help people, but they don't help enough people that, or they'd like to help more people. So that's what my current coaching business is online business coaching. And during this, while I was in this transition from corporate to being an entrepreneur, which is another big transition in itself, I basically decided my corporate career, I had a day job when I was starting to work on this, you know, and my day job unexpectedly went away. And I decided, well, if I'm going to be working from home, trying to create an entrepreneurial business, rather than doing it in Albuquerque, which is where I was living at the time, I wanted to move to San Diego because San Diego, as you know, Ken, there are many well-known coaches here and people who do online marketing and things like that. So I wanted to come to San Diego to be close to that community. And then I found the San Diego Professional Coaches Alliance a couple of years after I moved here. And by the way, Ken, I want to give you credit. Your audience may or may not know you're the founder of the San Diego Professional Coaches Alliance. So it's really an honor for me to be here with you, the founder of the organization that I joined about 18 years after you started it. So,
You know, it's interesting. My audience doesn't know that about me because I rarely share that, you know, accolades about myself. Yeah. Yeah. But thank you for acknowledging that. You know, coaching is, you know, once you get coaching in your soul, it sticks, doesn't it?
It does. You know, you as a coach, you get to witness transformation of other people. It's just so powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I've come across a lot of courageous coaches and a lot of courageous clients over the years. Because it takes courage to reach out and say, you know, I need a little help here. Yes. For whatever reason, a lot of us were never taught to do that, especially the men. The women seem to have a little easier time at that. Oh, yeah, I need help. Let me find a coach. Yeah.
It is more difficult. I agree with you. It's more difficult for men in general.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. So you're in this dive. And by the way, I commend you for, you know, finding that niche that you love, which is the technical part, which you're right. So many coaches have no clue technology-wise how to do this. So you wrote the book about this. What's in the book? Let's talk about that.
Well, I call it, it's basically a four-step process. You know, whenever you write a book where you want to teach something, you want to have a framework. And I tried to lay it out step by step. So the first step is get clarity on your business strategy. And by that, it's like, I'll just say coaches in general, we get focused on doing the coaching part, delivering the service of coaching. And I will say in my coaching certification program, and I've talked to many coaches now in their coaching certification programs, they don't necessarily get a lot of help and how to set up a coaching business. So that's where I see there's a real need to work with coaches and to help coaches. And that's the direction that the Professional Coaches Alliance has been heading the last couple of years. Not only you know, with COVID, everybody went virtual, and we did too. And it gave us the opportunity to expand our geography from San Diego to nationwide and even international. In our last meeting, even earlier this week, we had visitors from Switzerland and Finland. So I really anticipate that this is an organization that can help coaches worldwide. And our focus is to, first of all, form a really supportive community. You know, when the organization was first formed, instead of using the word association, I think there was a deliberate choice to use the word alliance, because we're here to support each other to be successful, to get our message out into the world, to do good in the world. So, and it's really an alliance first. And then secondly, we come together to learn things from other experts, expert coaches, and also experts in how to run a coaching business. So we have educational events every month where we have a guest speaker come in and talk to our audience. We also offer the opportunity for networking. So networking amongst ourselves, amongst coaches, and also the organization over time, we've attracted really a combination of coaches and service providers who support coaches. So for example, I'm an example of both a coach and I'm a service provider for coaches to help them with their online technology. So we have several people like that. We have this mixture of coaches and service providers who work with coaches, and we collaborate in an alliance to help get the message out, help more people, basically. That's our goal. Have a positive impact.
Well, I can tell you this. The foundation, when we started it 18 years ago, the foundation, the values have not changed. The foundation was to come together in a spirit of collaboration as opposed to competition.
Right.
And to be able to network with one another and share our ideas, our strength, our resources, and everything that we've learned with one another, so that we could better ourselves and better our practice and better our community. So the values are still there, which is, I just love that. Yeah. Yeah. They've been solid ever since. And I have to say, you know, I've popped in and out of the organization over the years several times. And, you know, every time I pop in, I'm just always amazed at how many wonderful souls are in this organization.
You are so right.
That are just, they're givers. They just like to come, you know. So if you're a new coach, you come in. I know I sent a guy, name is Matthew. I sent him over your way. You know, he's a brand new coach, right? Has no clue. And he's just, every time I talk to him, he's just thrilled. He's getting so much out of it, right? You know, and then there's people like myself that come back time and time again because we want to just give back and contribute and help lift up the coaches that are whatever level they are.
So, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's one thing I love about Professional Coaches Alliance. They have that mixture from beginners to well-established mentors. And of course, a lot of our guest speakers are coming from the more experienced mentoring viewpoint as well. So
yeah,
it's really great to have a mix of community like that. And we're all there. I mean, like you say, I find the community so inspiring because there's so many good-hearted souls, you know, who are really seeking to make a real difference in their clients' lives and in the world in general.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Tom, if somebody's listening to this and they're thinking about coaching, you know, they're thinking about, you know, they're looking for an organization. What are their first steps? Like, what would they do to come into the alliance?
Well, they can just, first of all, just come to our website, which is professionalcoachesalliance.com. And one of the things that I love that we started a couple of years ago is we have three events per month. So we have the guest speaker, and we're calling that, we've just changed the name on that to Connect and Learn, because that's what we do. It's a combination of learning and networking. And then we have a member social event in the third week of the month, where basically it's informal networking and Q&A and how can we help each other, you know, and what are the resources in PCA. And then the fourth week of the month, we have what we call a business roundtable, where it's in a small group setting. People can come and discuss their current business challenge And they can get help and from their peers and get brainstorming support. And it's kind of like a roundtable. So we take turns basically sharing our challenges, contributing our ideas to other people's challenges. And we go around and everybody gets an opportunity to do that. It's a great way to connect with your fellow coaches on a more, on a more intimate level than you can get, say, in a larger group. So we have all three of those, and we have a free free monthly guest pass. So if you're a first-time guest, you can come. You can experience all three of those events at no charge, and we'd love to have you.
We'd love to have you. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I got to take a little quick break here, but when we come back, the book that you've written, a lot of people are raving about that, and it's really helping people in the community. So I want to know, I want to kind of get into the depths of that book.
And, okay.
Yes. Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm talking with President Tom Teague, and he's the president of the Professional Coaches Alliance in San Diego and now around the world. For those of you that are coaches in other countries listening to this, I hope you check them out, because this can give you what you need to surround yourself with the right people. Yeah, I've always been taught, Tom, from when I started on this path, that you become who you surround yourself with, pretty much, right?
Yep.
So many people say this, the six people or the four people or the 10 people. Well, all I know is when you got a group of amazing coaches around you, you're most likely going to move into that path, and you're probably going to become successful because you surround yourself with successful people. That book you wrote, let's talk about that. Okay. Tell me the
deal. So I started to go through the four-part framework, and then I think we got
a little sidetracked. So let's keep thinking.
So the first part is to clarify your business strategy. So that's really getting clear on who your audience is, how can you help them, getting very clear on your offers, building a series of offers that builds a customer relationship. So people start off, they may learn about you through social media, but then they connect with you. Perhaps you offer something in exchange for a contact. Maybe they come into a live workshop or a live class that you're doing. And eventually, after you build that relationship over time, you can get into the more expensive coaching programs, whether they're one-on-one coaching programs or group coaching programs. So part one, it's all about business strategy and figuring out what is your business strategy for your coaching business, for example. And then the second part of the book, and this is where a lot of people struggle, is selecting the systems, the technology that you need to support that customer journey. And a lot of people start off with a website, but that's only one piece out of about four pieces that you need. And it's really where people get bogged down. I got bogged down. I think most people do. And then the third part of the book talks about creating the online assets. So these are things like web pages and emails and forms and buttons and links. It's basically, what assets do you need online to support, again, always in support of the customer journey that you've designed? And then the fourth part of the book, this is where I brought in my experience or expertise in building software systems. I realized eventually, after I struggled with this problem for a while, that building an online business is like building a custom software system, which is something I did for 30 years in industry. So what I did was, there's a methodology for that. It's called agile development. And don't get too caught up on the jargon or it's really you build your system in really small pieces, and then you incrementally add the small pieces over time to get your ultimate system. And again, the ultimate system is supporting the customer journey that you developed in part one. So it's really systematic, step by step. And even that, I call sprint to success, because those mini projects, they're called sprints. And basically, they're just small things. Like, for example, sprint one is to, have a paid live event. It's a pretty simple thing, relatively simple thing to do when it comes to online technology. And then the more complicated things like funnels and webinars and launches and all that stuff, those are all those complicated ones. They're built up with smaller pieces. So I basically go through the strategy in detail about how you can build up these small pieces over time.
You know, and it all starts with a goal. It all starts with a dream where you say, and a commitment. I'm going to go do this. And I love what you're saying about the small steps. I'm in the process of putting together my largest summit ever. And it'll be three times as larger than any summit I've done. But you know what? The formula is the same. It starts with the dream. It starts with the step-by-step. And for me, I tend to leave out how questions because I have no clue how I'm going to do this. But I know the steps to take every single day. And I believe that Providence moves with us when we have commitment, and the people, the places, and things continuously show up if we're looking for them. Right. I love what you're saying here. And you know, that business side is the biggest weakness in the coaching industry right now. The International Coach Federation did a study a few years back where I think it was 80% of the coaches were making under $25,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Now this has been a while back, people, so don't panic. But, the point is that the reason for that was obvious, because there wasn't a business strategy around your business. And that's exactly what Tom is teaching, so that you can start out with a foundation and not only a practical foundation, but a mindset foundation, so you know which way to go in an organization to support you. It makes it a lot easier to succeed when you have all those pieces in place, Tom.
Yeah, I agree. Having a system and importantly, having a community to support you.
Yeah.
I think having those two things together is a very powerful combination for being more successful, and not only being more successful for yourself, but I think most coaches are really interested in really helping other people, having a huge impact on the world. And I share that. I want to help people do that.
Well, you know, today is you look around the world and how polarized a lot of people are, and how they're worried about the recession coming and the next tsunami coming, or the next heat wave coming, or the next no water coming, or, you know, whatever's coming. There's always something coming. But when you have a coach, it's an anchor for you that you can now rely on. Most coaches that I know not only teach about the outer game, but they teach about the inner game of business, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not just teaching practical skill sets. We're helping you go within yourself and take a deep dive into maybe some of the causes that have kept you where you are, so that you can release those causes and now start to really thrive in your business or in your health life or your fitness, whatever it is. Yeah. All right, man. I'm loving this interview. So, Tom, what do you think the next step is for you in the coaching world?
I think for me, my mission, and you know, it was a couple of years ago when I discovered Simon Sinek's Start With Why, and I realized one of the exercises he had in his book was to reflect back over your life and what's been your why, you know, behind the various things you've done. And this goes back from, you know, from college all through my career, and even now, even more, I discovered my why is to inspire and promote positive change. I've always wanted to make things better, no matter the circumstance. So that's what motivates me. And right now, my focus is on the coaching community, and helping the coaching community have the impact that I know they can have on the world. The world needs coaches, and I know I have some skills that can help coaches become more visible, more successful, have more impact. So that's really where I'm focused, is to help coaches be successful.
Well, you said a word that a lot of people toss around, and that is impact. Right. And how to have an impact. And listen, when we change ourselves, we change our families, we change our communities, we change our world. So when you want to have a different impact on the world, you definitely start at the home base here.
Start with yourself. There's no question.
Start with yourself. And to do that takes guidance. I know when I got into coaching, we didn't have all the tools. We didn't have all the organizations. We didn't have the trainings out there. It was a completely, almost an intuitive game. There was a fellow by the name of Thomas Leonard who I consider the father of coaching, who really started putting out information in just so much knowledge, so much wisdom that he created to kind of be the catalyst of this movement that helps people to dive within their own hearts.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So where do you see coaching going in the future, Tom? Where is it going? Where's the business going?
That's a really good question. You know, the coaching, I've learned more about the coaching business as I've gotten into it. There are people who do coaching in a corporate environment. So I think an opportunity for growth, having worked in the corporate environment for most of my career, I can really see where coaching people in a corporate environment to be more effective as teams and as leaders, can make a huge difference. So I think that's a really good area for coaching. There are lots of areas of coaching, and that's one of the things I love about the Professional Coaches Alliance, because we have representatives of all kinds. So it's health coaching, there's leadership coaching, even specialized coaches like ADHD coaches. And it's really helping people solve problems. And, I think culturally, at least in our country, I think at least when I was raised, we're always taught with a lot of value around self-reliance and, I've got to figure stuff out for myself. I think that's shifting, and I think coaches are going to play a bigger role because people are starting to realize life is complicated, and it's no shame to ask for help when you can't figure something out. So I really think coaching is going to be a growing business, and I know there are lots of good-hearted souls who, at least in my neighborhood, in the Professional Coaches Alliance, there may be coaches out there that, maybe not that well-practiced or whatever, but I think in general, most people come at coaching with a good heart, and I think that's the main thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. Back in the last decade, our last decade was a lot about self-expression. It was about get on Twitter, get on Facebook, tell everybody what you think. And, some of that still goes on. But this decade is different. And because of the worldwide shutdown, because of the COVID fears, what's happened is people now are coming out more and more to collaborate with one another. And the collaboration will be the big game in the next few years. So where you have competition and you have people that are I guess separated from one another, polarized from one another, divisive thinking from one another, collaboration is what brings us together again.
Yes.
And if you're a coach out there and you're listening to us today, boy, I sure encourage you to do two things. Go get Tom's book so that you know how to set up the foundation for your business. If you're not making at least six figures in this industry, I encourage you to go see Tom and his book. And then I also encourage you to join the Coaches Alliance. Again, surround yourself with successful people and you will be successful. But let's go to the collaboration piece. How do you see that fitting into the future of coaching?
Oh, I think you're spot on. In fact, I would say that's one of my major values, has always been a major value, even working in the corporate world, which you might, a lot of people think of the corporate world as kind of very competitive and cutthroat and so forth. I always found that things work best when you're collaborating. And so that's been a longstanding value, personal value of mine. And that's certainly what we do in the Professional Coaches Alliance. We're collaborating together to help each other be successful. I think even when we're working with clients, it's like adopting that collaborative attitude, which is, hey, let's find something in common that we can collaborate on and work on together. Like you say, the collaboration helps bring us together. And God, you know, gosh knows, we, you know, we have a, we've had a lot of division emerging in our country over the last two decades. And I think, I personally think just observing that, that's an artifact. If you really get down and talk to people one-on-one about what they care about and what they value, we have so much more in common than what separates us. And so I think it's a matter of making those personal connections one-on-one, human to human, collaborate. Let's get together and collaborate to solve a problem together. I mean, that's really the future. So I thank you for pointing out that word. I love the word collaborate. It's great.
Well, this has been a great interview. We're just about out of time. We've got a few minutes here. Tom, you got the message. You got the microphone right now. You know, we're syndicated in 185 countries. And so what's your message to the coaches out there in these countries or to the audience right now around the world? What's your message?
I would say if you're struggling, don't give up. Connect to your mission. What are you out there to do for people? And hold on to that. Be persistent. You know, one of the things I discovered, you know, moving in the transition from corporate to becoming an entrepreneur and a business owner, is that it requires a lot of persistence because you run into lots of obstacles and struggles. And when you do that, reach out for help. So again, if you're starting a coaching business, come to the Professional Coaches Alliance, get help, hire coaches for yourself. Well, one of the things we've talked about coaching is that, we like to help people and offer our services, but we need help too. Like Ken was saying, sometimes we have some inner work we need to do for ourselves. And if we're going to hold safe space for our clients, we need to work on our own perspectives and so we can hold that space for our clients. And when you can hold that safe space for clients, you can facilitate their transformation. And like I said a little bit earlier, if you get the opportunity to witness somebody else transforming, it's an indescribable feeling of joy.
It is.
And so there's a lot of joy in coaching. So if you feel like you're struggling, stick with it.
I love it. Well, Tom, I've got to say goodbye. We're out of time right now, but thank you so much for being here. This has been a really joyful and enjoying interview. So thank you so much. And so for all of you that have been listening to this amazing interview, I want to encourage you, if you know somebody out there that could be a coach or somebody that is a coach and needs a foundation for their business, encourage you to go check out Tom Teague. You can Google him. You can go to the Professional Coaches Alliance. You can Google that. And, let's take it to the next level. Tom had a lot of words of wisdom for us. You know, he shared some of the key principles, not only in business, but also in running your personal life, your personal mind, to be able to help you to take it to the next level. So I encourage you to collaborate with him and take your life to the next level. So from my heart to yours, until we see each other next time, continue to and look for, see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Take care.